From Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1104th consecutive performance of radio's oldest living broadcast, the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Flett and Scruggs.
I thought I had seen pretty girls in my time. That was before I met you. I never saw one that I wanted for mine. That was before I met you. I thought I was swinging the world by the finger. I thought I could never be blue. I thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been loved. But that was before I met you. I said that no woman could ever hold me. That was before I met you. I thought I was swinging the world by the table. I thought I could never be blue. I thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been loved. But that was before I met you. Reap just what I have sown. Darling, I hope it's not true. For once I made plans about living alone. That was before I met you. I thought I was swinging the world by the tail. I thought I could never be blue. I thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been loved. But that was before I met you.
Thank you so much, fellas. Our stars, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, and one of their old ones, Before I Met You. Well, thank you, boys. We're glad to have you with us here on the Opry. I see you've got Paul Warren with you back here, and Cousin Jake, Uncle Josh, Curly Sector, the old trapper, in addition to such outstanding opera stars as June Carter, Archie Campbell, Chet Atkins, Dale Wood, Tommy Jackson, Ralph Sloan, and all the Tennessee Travelers, and, of course, your guest, that outstanding entertainer and singer, George Hamilton the Fourth.
Hey! George will be out here to sing some of his fine songs for us in just a few minutes, folks. But right now, I want you to meet one of the finest entertainers we've had around the opera here for some time. The Knoxville Flash, Archie Campbell!
Over on this side, boy, I can't work from the hall side to save my life. Flat, I just got back from one of these masquerade parties. You ever attend one of them things?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a beautiful thing. This one girl there came dressed as a football player.
A football player?
Yeah. Yeah. I made a few passes. And then she tackled me. Yeah. I'm so easy to tackle, though. That's my trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she finally went home, and I called her on the phone, you know, trying to make pleasant conversation, and I said to her, I said, what is home without mother? And she said, I am home without mother. So I went on over, and she met me at the door, friends there, and she was dressed, boy, she had on a beautiful gownless evening strap, and... I should have left right then. I should have left. It was one of them low-cut dresses, you know. I ought have left because I always look down on them things. But I said to her, I says, honey, that's a pretty dress you almost have on. And she said she was having her coming-out party, and that was her coming-out dress, you know. And she was darn near out of it, too. But I think I'm in love with her, Lester.
Is that right?
Oh, I love that girl. I'll tell you the truth. I love the ground her daddy struck oil on. She says to me, she said, would you love me if my daddy hadn't left me $1 million? Now, ain't that silly. Would I love her if her daddy hadn't left her $1 million? Lord, I'd love her no matter who left her $1 million. Because I'll tell you, friends, money ain't everything. It's not. Money won't buy happiness.
That's right.
Of course, if you've got enough of it, you can suffer a pretty good brand of misery. I'll never marry a girl for money, Lester. Would you?
No.
No, I wouldn't marry a girl for money. Of course, then, on the other hand, I wouldn't let a good-looking girl die an old maid just because she was rich, either. You that way?
That's right. Archie, you're what is known as a wolf.
A wolf? I wish you'd hush. There's a house is full of them, sounds like. Right there, friends, is the biggest wolf in this country, Lester Flatt. You see that bulge on his hip there? You think that is his wallet? That wolf, that's his tail folded up. Right there stands a man that's seen more romance than a policeman's flashlight. And before I leave, there is one little bit of advice that I'd like to give to all the wolves here tonight.
How about you?
Don't ever go around with a married woman unless you can go 2 rounds with her husband.
Thank you so much, Archie. And I must say, you do have a hard time of it.
Well, that he does, Lester. But there's one boy on our talent list tonight who has everything going his way.
And here he is, our good friend and guest, George Hamilton Forth.
Thank you, Les and Grant, for those kind words.
George, like most of us here at the Opry, singing is our business, so why don't you get right into it? Here he is, friends, with one of his newer recordings, Before This Day Ends.
Some even say I must have lost my mind. But if I thought I'd never kiss your lips again, I'd rather die before this day ends. Seeds of gossip always grow. They kill the fragrance of the sweetest rose. But if I thought that you could let a doubt come in, I'd rather die before this day ends. Nothing without you, and many dream a dream the way I do. Without your love, before another day begins, I'd rather die before this day ends. See, of gossip always grow till they kill the fragrance of the sweetest rose. But if I thought I'd never kiss your lips again, I'd rather die before this day.
You know, it's wonderful to be able to sing like that. I can't. for a nicer way of making friends.
Speaking of making friends, Grant, you do a mighty fine job of making new friends for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
Oh, great day, Les. Prince Albert doesn't need me to make any friends. Its own fine flavor takes care of that. Mild and mellow and always fresh. PA is what millions of smokers everywhere prefer. And that's why Prince Albert has become America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
It's true, Grant. No truer words were ever spoken.
Well, on top of that, PA's crimp cut to pack right and burn even and steady without bite or hot spots. And because Prince Albert rolls so easy, doesn't blow away or dribble out the ends, and smokes so cool and satisfying, it's a favorite with making men.
So, neighbors, if it's smoking satisfaction and pleasure you won't try, Prince Albert.
The proof is in the puffin', and your own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA. That's Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Well, now, it's square dance time, so here's Tommy Jackson along with all the Tennessee Travelers stepping right out to the tune of Fisher's Hornpipe. Thank you, Tommy, and all the square dancers. That's the sort of thing that helps make the Opry famous.
Yes, that and the fine singing of your few stars, Les, which leads up to the fact that I'm counting on you and all the Foggy Mountain boys to sing us a fine old hymn or inspirational song.
We'll be glad to, Grant. You name one.
Well, Les, I personally like one of the numbers that you did in the big album, Songs of Glory. So if you and the boys don't mind, let's have I'll Never Be Lonesome Again.
Thank you, neighbors. Thank you so much. It's a real pleasure to sing for you, and it's a pleasure for me to introduce our next entertainer, that regular opera performer, Chet Atkins, and his guitar with San Antonio Road. Thank you.
you, Chet. Thanks a lot. Now, friends, it's my pleasure to introduce one of the most loved girls on the Opry, Miss June Carter.
But thank you just to holler. Hey, hello there, old Lester Flatt.
Hi, June. Hi.
Did you know what that Archie Campbell's been saying about you? He's standing over to the side of the stage, and he's been a-telling everybody that you look like a sick cow.
Is that right?
Yes, sir, and I stuck up for you, Lester, I did. I told him you didn't look like no sick cow.
Thank you.
You're the healthiest looking cow I ever saw in my life. You know what? My poor old horse is sick.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's just in bad shape, my horse is. The veterinarian told me, he gave me some powder in a big old long tube, and he said you stick this tube down the horse's neck, and then you blow the powder down in the horse. Mm-hmm. Well, I stuck the tube down the horse's neck, and I put the powder in there.
What happened then?
The horse blowed first.
June, what happened to that boyfriend I got for you last night?
Huh? The boyfriend?
That's right.
You got a boyfriend for me?
Yeah.
Last night?
Right.
Boyfriend. Is that what that was?
That's right.
The poor old thing, bless his heart, he had so many warts on his nose, I thought all the time he was a cucumber. In fact, you ought to see him. That was the fattest man I ever saw.
Well, you don't want a toothpick for a boyfriend, do you, June?
Well, no, I don't want a toothpick, but I didn't want a whole lumber yard neither while I was at it. What I really would like to be myself is a tall... Me, I want to be one of them tall, sexy-type-looking blondes is what I want to be. You know, Archie Campbell had him one Thursday night, one of them tall, sexy-type-looking women with the blonde hair and the black roots. Only I want to be one like her, but really, he ain't got her no more. I saw her backstage a minute ago. You should have seen her. She come in back there. She had this silver fox down to her knees and this bald-headed wolf up to her chin. She did. So in memory of poor old Archie's love, I'd like to do a love poem. You know what love is, don't you?
I don't believe it do, June.
Well, love is the only thing in the United States that ain't controlled by the Democrats. I'll do you my little poem real quick here. It goes, me feller flewed, he dude me dirt. Me never knewed he was a flirt. To those in love I now forbid, lest you get dude like I got did.
This is Marty Robbins for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
All the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin', and PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. It's the freshest
Prince Albert,
mild and mellow.
That's PA.
Cool and steady burning.
Prince Albert.
Mild and mellow flavor and cool and steady burning, Prince Albert, that's P.A. All the proof is in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A.
No truer words were ever sung. The proof is in the puffin'. And you'll find that P.A. in your pipe means cool, comfortable smoking. So look for the bright red package of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. It's always fresh.
Now it's time we heard from our guest once again, so let's welcome him back with a great big hand. George Hamilton IV with his latest record, A Walk on the Wild Side of Life.
In my house are many heartaches, loneliness is all around. Since you left me for the world of nights out on the town, I've got memories by the dozen, but I can't throw one away. things just like you left it. That's how it will stay. You're not gone, really gone. You'll be back, I know you will. You're just taking a walk on the wild side of life. Till the bright lights lose their glamour and the music all its charm. Till you tire of honky-tonks that took you from my arms. This old house of many heartaches holds love enough for two. And everything's just like you left it, waiting just for you. You're not gone, really gone. You'll be back, I know you will. You're just taking a walk on the wild side of life.
Thank you, George, and thank you for being our guest here on the Grand Ole Opry. Now, Grant, what's next on the lineup?
Why, what else, Les, but the fine piano playing of one of our better-known entertainers, Miss Del Wood, with a number from one of her albums, Ball in the Jack. Hey. Thank you, Dell. Thanks so much. But now, Lester, it's time for one big last number from you and Earl. And what else would it be but your latest recording that features Earl on the banjo, Polka on the Banjo.
Have a sweet young miss, I love a kiss, but listen close and hear me. She's not my only love, I have another love. She'll just have to share me. Well, she's 5 feet tall, high heels and all. She already knows. She has some competition in a composition known as polka on an old banjo.
Oh, no.
takes me by the hand, I begin to swing her. She knows I never miss a chance to steal a kiss. I dance a polka with her. I don't speak a word once I have heard the one thing I love so. She's caught in the middle. She plays a second fiddle to a polka on an old banjo. Kittle neighbors, but before we go, I'd like to thank all of you for being here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. And I know you'll want to hear next week's show because Jim Reeves will be the head man with the Lubin Brothers helping out. Now this is Lester Flatt saying thanks for all of us, and we'll be looking for you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
You know, a lot is said about a lot of different cigarettes. But when all is said and done, it all comes down to this. Are you smoking more these days but enjoying it less? If your answer is yes, then change to Camel, a real cigarette. It sure makes sense because with Camel, you get the full, rich flavor and easygoing mildness that add up to complete smoking satisfaction with each and every cigarette. The secret? The best tobacco makes the best smoke. And the Camel blend of costly Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equaled by any other cigarette. So if your present brand isn't giving you all the smoking satisfaction you want, if you find yourself smoking more these days but enjoying it less, then change to Camels. Yes, have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service, and was brought to you by WSN, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC radio service.